Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lou Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Meyer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Meyer. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Bauschi moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Anderson reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Phillies. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Long moves to third. It's 5-1, Phillies. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Phillies. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Phillies. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Thacker and he is out, Banks applying the tag. One out. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of walls. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Hearn now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Morin reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Walls moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Marcelino Solis now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Dave Philly. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a line drive towards first. Long catches it and steps on first to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Rapulski now playing right field. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Anderson strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Taylor bunts towards first. Bausch fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Bob Miller now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch juggles the ball. That's an error on Bausch. Taylor scores. Dark moves to third. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 10-5, Cubs. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morin scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, Cubs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sally Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Solis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thacker hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Cubs. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis is 0-for-1 in the game. Solis hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Sawatsky interferes with Solis, who is awarded first base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Moorhead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Morin moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball towards center. Ashburn catches it and throws to Fernandez, who relays to he must to double up Walls. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. He must reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Solis covering, for the out. One out. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Bowman reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowman moves to third. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 4 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Bowman scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 12-6, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Hemus moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn scores. Hemus moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. It's 12-7, Cubs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolsky takes first base on ball 4. Hemus scores. Bauschi moves to third. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-8, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to home to get Bauschi. Jones moves to third. Rapolsky moves to second. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Rapolsky scores. Anderson moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-10, Cubs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Philadelphia Phillies, 10. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.